This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, lovely. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We started this podcast to give you gorgeous grammar and super vocabulary for your high IELTS goal. Rory, you do need to buy a new phone and earbuds and probably a new microphone.
Oh my God, Jesus, I'm not made of money, woman. Oh yeah.
Let's talk about money. Do you spend a lot of money?
Well, I think that depends on what you mean by a lot, to be honest with you. I mean, for example, things like yoga and the gym have pretty fixed prices. So it's not really something you spend a lot of money on. Of course, the fact that I go there when the average person does not means that I probably do spend a lot of money on it. So what I'm saying is it's all relative, really.
How do you save money?
Well, right now, I don't save money because I've just bought a house and I'm paying to have it renovated and making all the various repairs to it over the course of time. So that's proving to be a bit of a money pit right now. However, usually when I save money, I have different accounts with different purposes. For example, I have an investment savings account or an ISA. And once the money is in that account, it just stays there and doesn't move. It's kind of like a psychological barrier for me. There's nothing to stop me from doing it apart from the thought of this money is there for saving.
Did you save money when you were younger?
Well, like a lot of kids, I had a piggy bank and various places to store money and save it up. And my parents tried to cultivate this idea of saving money for a rainy day and getting money together and piling it up in order to buy more expensive things in the future that require you to save over time.
Do parents give pocket money in your country?
Well, they certainly used to give kids a few pounds. Pounds are the currency in my country. However, I'm not sure about nowadays. Everything is so expensive and kids are so excessively supervised that probably it's not as popular as it used to be.
Do you use payment apps or mobile payments?
Yes, actually, once, but it was by accident because I was holding my phone and my card in the same hand and I went to tap my card, but I tapped my phone instead. So it made the contactless payment with the phone and it paid with money from an account that I didn't want to use. It wasn't a huge amount, so it wasn't really a big deal. But ever since then, I have never used payment apps for this exact reason, because I'm just terrified of making a mistake.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Dear listener, we have our super premium episodes for you where Rory and I are discussing Speaking Part 2 and 3. This week on our premium, in Speaking Part 2, we are describing a time Rory bought something from a street market. This is a new Part 2 speaking topic. And in Speaking Part 3, we are talking about shopping and street markets. The links are in the description. Do check them up, okay? Hey, money, dear listener, you should remember that money is, there is a lot of money, okay? or I don't have much money. We don't say monies are they. No. So money, it is good. Money, what means happiness, for example. Okay, so we use it. Money is good. Little money, not much money. Also, a large amount of money, not number. Okay, careful. And what preposition, Rory, do we use? Spend money, shoes. Spend money, clothes.
We spend money on shoes and spend money on clothes.
Right, dear listener, please make sure you use this. I don't spend much money on clothes, okay? Or just, I don't spend much money on anything. But I do spend a lot of money on IELTS Success Premium episodes, dear listener. Yeah, you give us your money and we give you a high IELTS score in return. Okay, it's a win-win situation. Rory goes to the gym and apparently he does yoga. Rory, do you do yoga?
What do you mean apparently? I definitely do yoga.
So yoga classes have a fixed price. So the price is fixed. Okay. Like the price, it doesn't get more expensive, for example.
Yes. Well, it doesn't seem to get more expensive. It's always been the same price that I've paid for it for the last several years. Whether that's true in other places, I'm not so sure. However, I hate these questions about, like, a lot. Do you spend a lot of money? Do you eat a lot of food? Because what is a lot? Like, a lot for someone could be not so much for somebody else, which is why I answered it in the way I do, because, you know, my life for some people might not look very expensive, and yet for other people, they might think, oh my God, he spends a lot of money on lots of different things.
So it's all relative, dear listener. Relative.
And if it's all relative, of course, that means that it's all defined in comparison to something else.
If a person doesn't have much money, what can we say? Can I say I'm short of money or I'm short for money?
Short of money. I'm definitely short of money right now.
Sometimes I'm short of money, okay, so I don't spend much, or I'm never short of money, I'm fine, okay, I have some extra cash, some extra money to spend.
However, I'm definitely short of money because my house is a money pit, which is just another way of saying a project that is very financially draining. So ever since I bought this place, I have been spending money on doing it up. For example, you may have noticed that my background has changed because I paid for blinds, which you would think is not expensive, but as it turns out, costs hundreds of pounds.
So if something is a money pit, you just, you know, you pour money into it, okay? So it just like asks you, oh, I need more money. And you just like, feed it more money. Okay, so metaphorically.
It's almost done though. I have to hire a plumber to do a few things in the bathroom and then, dear God, please let it be finished. We're running out of things to fix, really. I hope we are, anyway.
So you can say that I've just bought a flat, or I've just bought a house, or I've bought, I don't know,
a laptop, anything. Like, anything that costs a lot of money to keep going is a money pit.
I've just bought a car, and it's a money pit, because I have to spend money on it, okay? Yeah. Even if you haven't bought anything, dear listener, you can just say something, like, to use this nice phrase, a money pit. You save money or you don't save money. You can also invest money into something, okay? So, I usually invest money into what? Into our premium episodes. Invest money in yourself, dear listener, and in your high IELTS score. The link is in the description.
And if you want to invest money in other ways, you could get an ISA, an ISA, which stands for Individual Savings Account. This is a kind of account which builds up, well, it should build up more interest over time compared to a normal current account, which is what most people use to keep their money.
Yeah, because you give your money to the bank and then you have an interest. Like interest, some more money because you put your money in there.
It's best not to think too much about it, because when you understand what money is and how the concept works, then you just completely lose touch with reality.
So if you say that I've just bought a house, so you can also say that I have it renovated. So when you kind of like change the walls, you kind of like make it better. So the expression is I have it renovated, or I'm having it renovated now. Renovated, kind of change things. And this expression means that you pay some other people to do it for you. Okay? You don't do it yourself. So Rory doesn't do anything himself. He just pays money to certain people who do it for him.
I don't do anything for myself. I just work in a different field. So I pay some very nice people. Thank you, Mark and Brian, my plasterer and plumber, who fixed it all for me.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So Rory is having it renovated, okay? Or you can say, I had my house renovated last year, so I had to pay a lot of money. Money for it.
I did have to pay a lot of money for it. I spent money on it, but I paid for it. And usually you save for something as well. Well, actually, you can save money on something too. You save money for a purchase or... So this is in order to buy it. But you save money on something when there is some kind of discount. So this is the money that you have saved.
Why is it a psychological barrier for you? Barrier, like a wall. Barrier between money and Rory.
Because it stops me from doing something. So if I understand that things are in this account for this purpose of saving, then I don't touch them. Which was a problem recently because I was focused on saving money and then I had to spend the money. And because I have the psychological barrier, it was stopping me from realizing that this money could be used for that. So I was using money from other places instead. But of course, the money is saved for the purpose of the house. So I was just being silly.
I used to save a lot of money when I was younger. So I used to, but not anymore. For example, at school, I used to save some money, or at university, I used to save some money. And where you put this money in? So at school or at university, maybe like when you were a kid, you have a special thing to put your money in there. What do you call it?
It's a piggy bank.
Yeah, a piggy bank. Bank like a piggy is usually like in the shape of a pig or some other animal, so a piggy bank.
It is usually. However, give me 10 seconds because I have a different kind of piggy bank. I'm sharing this with people on trust that no one will make fun of me because this is a piggy bank that I made when I was a very small child in primary school, okay? So remember, small child. But the idea of a piggy bank is to have the hollow space with the hole in the top where you save the money and cannot get access to it very easily.
Oh, it's so cute. Dear listener, if you want to see a piggy bank that young Rory made, please go to our YouTube and you can just admire this lovely piggy bank. When you save it for a rainy day, okay, you save money for a rainy day.
So when you save money for a rainy day, it's like you are saving for the future when you might not have enough money to pay for something and then it's there for you to pay for.
And how do you say it? How do you use it in a sentence?
Well, when I was younger, my parents used to encourage me to save for a rainy day. And now, every month, I try to put some money away for a rainy day.
Put some money away. Yeah, you see? So kind of like, do you save money? Well, you know, I usually save money for a rainy day. So kind of, I save some money for the future.
There's an even more advanced idiom / phrasal verb for this, and it is to squirrel money away. But that means the same thing. It's like hiding this money away for the future. Squirreling money away.
Yeah, could you give us a sentence?
It's difficult for me to squirrel money away now because I had this apartment to pay for.
You can also say, I usually save up money. Save up, right? Or I never saved up anything. I prefer to save up money. If you pile it up. So pile it up, pile money up.
Well, that just means that you build it up over time in big groups. So I think I used to save something like £500 a month and that money would pile up over time, which is good because it's paying for the house now.
Yeah, and how can we use a pile up in a sentence?
Well, some people believe if you invest in cryptocurrency, the money will pile up over time.
Parents give their children pocket money and children are excessively supervised. Excessively, like too much. Supervised, like controlled by parents, okay?
It's too much supervision.
Right, so cash is good, but Rory, is it true that today in the UK they pretty much don't use cash? And if you want to pay by cash, so they say, no, we don't accept cash. So you have to pay with your card or with your phone. Is it true?
Yes. So there are some places that are cashless. We allegedly live in a cashless society, so it's difficult to pay for things with cash these days. But, I mean, it's possible this might be a thing that happens more often in England, because, for example, there are some parts of the UK, like Scotland and the Highlands, which don't have great internet connection. So it would be very difficult to make contactless payments there. And that's what you call this kind of payment. You tap your card and you make a contactless payment.
Yes, dear listener. So contactless. Yeah. And what do you do with your card?
You tap it on the card reader.
Yeah. And payment applications. But you just say, okay, like Google Pay, Apple Pay, and just like I pay with my phone. Yeah, I just tap my phone. Or I pay only with cash or by cash?
I would say pay by cash or pay by card, but you can pay for things with cash and with cards as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I prefer cash, you know. But if you are in the UK, cash is a problem because many places don't accept cash. It's just like shocking. Like, but I have cash, come on, I have money. No, sorry, no. We can't take your cash.
Places in England, in Scotland is different.
Yeah, because Scotland is freedom.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Do you spend a lot of money?
Well, I think that depends on what you mean by a lot, to be honest with you. I mean, for example, things like yoga and the gym have pretty fixed prices. So it's not really something you spend a lot of money on. Of course, the fact that I go there when the average person does not means that I probably do spend a lot of money on it. So what I'm saying is it's all relative, really.
How do you save money?
Well, right now, I don't save money because I've just bought a house and I'm paying to have it renovated and making all the various repairs to it over the course of time. So that's proving to be a bit of a money pit right now. However, usually when I save money, I have different accounts with different purposes. For example, I have an investment savings account or an ISA. And once the money is in that account, it just stays there and doesn't move. It's kind of like a psychological barrier for me. There's nothing to stop me from doing it apart from the thought of this money is there for saving.
Did you save money when you were younger?
Well, like a lot of kids, I had a piggy bank and various places to store money and save it up. And my parents tried to cultivate this idea of saving money for a rainy day and getting money together and piling it up in order to buy more expensive things in the future that require you to save over time.
Do parents give pocket money in your country?
Well, they certainly used to give kids a few pounds. Pounds are the currency in my country. However, I'm not sure about nowadays. Everything is so expensive and kids are so excessively supervised that probably it's not as popular as it used to be.
Do you use payment apps or mobile payments?
Yes, actually, once, but it was by accident because I was holding my phone and my card in the same hand and I went to tap my card, but I tapped my phone instead. So it made the contactless payment with the phone and it paid with money from an account that I didn't want to use. It wasn't a huge amount, so it wasn't really a big deal. But ever since then, I have never used payment apps for this exact reason, because I'm just terrified of making a mistake.